You should be standing on the lawn in front of Briarcliff School, the town's first high school. By 1934, the school-age population in Mountain Lakes was outgrowing the town's one school, the Lake Drive School, which students attended through grade 9, then finished their public high school education at either Morristown High School or Booton High School. In 1934 and 1935, the Mountain Lakes Board of Education asked voters 3 times to approve the construction of a new school building to serve as a junior and senior high school. The first vote ended in a tie. The second attempt was voted down. Finally, in April of 1935, the measure passed on the third try. The new school would be built on a 12-acre tract that had been purchased by the Board of Education in 1929. The total cost of the construction, including school furniture and other necessary equipment, was $266,000. $196,000 was financed by a loan from the United States government on bonds of the school district, and $70,000 came from an outright grant from the federal government. Both were provided through the Public Works Administration, an agency established during the Great Depression to fund public works projects as a means of providing employment and contributing to a revival of American industry. Construction began in September of 1935. The cornerstone, seen to the right of the front entrance, was actually laid in March 1936. Later that year, the same year Mountain Lakes celebrated its 25th anniversary, the school opened for its first classes, serving grades 8 through 11, and was formally dedicated in a public ceremony on December 22nd. High school seniors that year were permitted to finish their education at Booton or Morristown. The building is of modified Gothic architecture with steel frame construction, a slate roof, copper gutters, and leaded glass windows. Originally, a large cupola with a weather vane rose on top of the tower over the building's main entrance, but this was removed by the 1950s. Inside, the building has fine details, such as carved acorn medallions in the stone at the doors, terracotta flowers by the door heads, and richly grained oak woodwork. The Mountain Lakes High School housed grades 7 through 12, beginning with the 1937-1938 school year, until the school-age population of the growing community once again outstripped the physical facility, and it became necessary to build a new high school on Powerville Road. That school was built at a cost of $1,575,000 and opened in 1959. The last high school graduating class to graduate from this building was the class of 1958. Back when Briarcliff served as a high school, it became tradition that only seniors could use the main front entrance of the building. No underclassmen could enter or exit through those senior doors until moving up day at the end of the year, when the rising juniors could assume their position at the top of the heap. Susan Brutton Cole, a member of the class of 1957, shared the following recollection. At all assemblies in the auditorium, the seniors sat in the front rows, the juniors behind them, then the sophomores, and so on. For moving up day, the sixth grade class would come to the high school. So when the seniors marched out to the strains of our high school orchestra playing Pomp and Circumstance, very badly, of course, they would stand at the back of the auditorium. The juniors would move up to the senior seats, the sophomore to the junior rows, and finally the little kids from the sixth grade would file into the vacant seats that the seventh grade class had been sitting in. It was a visual and very emotional way of showing that the senior class was really moving up and on. That also meant the senior doors now belonged to the junior class, the new senior class. Thus, the senior class always blocked the door in a major way to prevent them from using it. Oh, the mess! I believe that kind of ritual would now be called outright vandalism, because we did borrow things like the lifeguard chairs from Island Beach and road signs and any piece of portable property that wasn't chained down. It took days to restore order at the school and to return all those items. A photograph from the last moving up day in 1958 shows students blocking the front doors of the school with a moat and canoe and posting a large number of town signs, public and private, that had been borrowed for the occasion. After the school became a middle school, it was named Briarcliff School. The school currently houses grades 6 through 8. A major three-story addition to the rear of the building was completed in 1999.